Adam Ščech writes for the leading Czech design magazine Dolce Vita, as well as high-end international outlets like the website Cool Hunting and Mark magazine. He also takes part in projects around Europe as part of the Okolo Design Collective, which produces a high-quality magazine of its own. Our tour of Adam Ščech's Prague begins downtown, on the plaza beside the National Theatre and behind the institution's futuristic new stage building.
It's for me amazing place in the heart of the city. We have here historical building of the National Theater, which is really important for our culture. But next to it we have here, for many people ugly, but for me one of the best buildings from the second half of the last century in the Czech. It is a new scene of a National Theater, and it was built by Karel Prager, a really celebrated architect of this period, modernist.
Didn't he also do the Federal Assembly building?
Yes, he did, and also some several another less known buildings. And for me it's amazing volume of the architecture. He collaborated with glassmakers Stanislav Libenský and his wife Jarmila Brichtová. And they did this facade, which is made out of glass modules. I think it's really exceptional architecture of 70s and 80s period.
It's like a huge ice cube made from many ice cubes.
Yes, it's true. And also the interiors are really exceptional. There is amazing glass object going through the stairs, and also many details and furniture is original. But there are another reasons why we are here. This is also place a little bit like some kind of cult place for the Czech skateboarding and BMX scene, because many years ago there were a lot of people skateboarding and BMXing. I went there many times to ride a BMX because I rode a BMX.
So you were doing tricks around here a few years ago?
Some small tricks, yes. But also there is the third reason, because one street from here, it's a Voršilská street, there are students' flats. And I was there as a student for 5 years. And so this area is really familiar for me. So not just the place here, here like a new scene, but also the district behind, like the streets with some also nice places to go, like some bars and cafes. It's really familiar and personal for me, because I was there as a young student.
I have the impression in recent years that people are using this plaza more in a more kind of organized way to host events.
Yeah, it's true. I think there are some activities from the new scene as well to make here some happenings and some outdoor restaurants or some kind of these places. So I think it's really good, because it's a huge space where it's nothing.
Also, a couple of years ago, there was a kind of pop-up sauna here.
I think there were not just the sauna, but some another like pop-up theater, and also they collaborated with some nice young architects. So for sure it's a good activity to a little bit make it more lively here.
Our next stop is the home of the Okolo Group, formed by Adam Ščech and friends of his, with a shared interest in all things connected to design, architecture and fashion. The collective street-level office and occasional gallery is located in part of the grungy Žižkov district that's seen a number of art venues open in recent years.
We are in Vojvodina 77. It's our favorite district because a lot of friends, they have also studios here. And we are here more than 1 year. Basically, it's our office. We work here together. We have here a small gallery.
This area seems to have become a kind of art area. You have Hunt Kastner moved beside here. There was a place up the street. I'm not sure if it's still here, City Surfer. Is this a kind of new art strip in Prague?
We hope so. We are familiar with this area since many years, because Jan, one of my colleague, lived here. I lived for several years close to Parukáčka, so we are really, really close to this area. And yes, Bořivojová is a street full of quite nice bars, some pubs, restaurants, and also these creative places, not only galleries as a Hunt Kastner or City Surfer, but also there is a studio of our friends, architect, Edit Architects. So, yeah, we like it, and we hope that it will develop more and more.
On the door here, as well as saying Akolo, it says Pedal Project. And I see in your kind of front room, there are bicycle frames, bicycles. What is Pedal Project?
It is our another activity. When we set up Okolo, we were constantly interested in cycling, in urban cycling and connection with art and design. So we established a Pedal Project, which is like a sister project to Okolo. And we publish a magazine once a year, which is about cycling and its connection with the creative world. And also we did some special projects as a small races, or we did some exhibition which was focused on urban cycling.
I know just now you cycled here yourself from central Prague. Isn't that dangerous? I wouldn't cycle in the middle of Prague, I have to say.
Many people said that it is not so good for cycling in Prague. It's a little bit true. There are cobblestones everywhere, quite steep hills, cars. Drivers are really not so good to be responsible for cyclists. But I like cycle in Prague because it's really a little bit adventure. And I cycle since my childhood, so I am for cycling in Prague, but you should have quite good skills in cycling, because you have to be really some kind of pirate on a bike in the streets of Prague.
And it's by bike that Adam Stech, who's 28, arrives at the U Parlamentu pub on Valentinska, just around the corner from Staroměstská metro station. Over a half litre of very good Pilsner Urquell, the design journalist tells me he's been coming to the classic Czech hostelry for several years.
Parliament is a really special place for me, because I'm here regular, like for 5-6 years. And it was the place where also my interests in design and architecture a little bit started, let's say, because first time was I was here, it was during an interview I had with Maxim Velčovský, a famous Czech designer who became after a very close friend of mine. Also the group of designers and friends who came to this place became my friends. And Parliament is really great that there is a mixture of local people, mostly a lot of artists and creative people from the nearby Academy of Arts and Design, from the nearby Museum of Applied Arts and so on, but as well as tourists and quite like strangers who pass by. So it's really a nice place, connecting tradition, like a traditional Czech pub, with little bit new creative point of view.
Frankly, I'm surprised that designers come here, because the design of the pub is very ordinary.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why, because of the neutral visuality of the place. And I think in many, many cases, a lot of designers like neutral things at the end.
Where else do you like to go in Prague?
Sometimes I'm going to Lokau, and our studio is in the Žižkov, so I'm going to some places at Žižkov. For example, now there is a new place called Ukurelu, which was really old pub, now refurbished by some American guys.
It's the people who have the tavern.
Yes, and now it's a really nice pub, ordinary as Parliament is, and I think it's the goal of a good pub to have a really simple environment, but good beer and good people who are around.
What about cafes? What cafes do you particularly like in Prague?
I don't drink cafes so much, but I like some places such as I Need Coffee. And also at Žižkov, it's some kind of restaurant and cafe together, Pavlač, which is quite traditional today.
I have the impression in recent years that there are more and more nice kind of designy cafes in Prague. I believe partly because people travel more and they go abroad and they see what good cafes can look like.
Yeah, it's true. I see it because also I work in Dolce Vita magazine, and like every 2 or 3 months we have a big article on the new places around Prague, and there is plenty of coffees, some kind of bistros, and this kind of places which like 2 or 3 or 4 years ago there was nothing like in Prague. So it's really a trend of today, I think, and also big influence from the outside.